USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. On the brink of a federal government shutdown, the House on Saturday afternoon swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open as Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped his demands for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic votes for passage to send the bill to the Senate. The new approach would leave behind aid to Ukraine, a White House priority, opposed by a growing number of GOP lawmakers, but the plan would increase federal disaster assistance by $16 billion, meeting President Joe Biden's full request. The package was approved 335-91, with most Republicans and almost all Democrats supporting. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at the age of 90 this week.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
Another 7,000 auto workers walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday as United Auto Workers expanded its strike against Detroit automakers. The move was done to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike has been going on for 2 weeks now. About 25,000 or 17% of the union's members are striking. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. Individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A former contractor for the Internal Revenue Service is charged for leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest people. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Court documents state that the organizations published articles based on records, some of which dated back more than 15 years. The outlets were not named. The former contractor faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs starting in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. And in a major development, after 27 years, police have arrested a suspect in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keefy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said the arrest follows a July search of Davis's residence. Shakur died 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.